Well, I should definitely begin by apologizing to Paulus, because I feel sorry for you to have to translate for me.
Pastor Andy 話佢覺得好唔好意思要我幫佢翻譯。
I don't think a lot of people really rush to want to volunteer and translate for me when usually there's a bulletin. We need a translator.
咁啊，好或者好多人咧都唔想同我哋去做翻譯啊，特別睇個秩序表裏邊睇到話，哦，需要人有幫手做翻譯喎。
It's just because sometimes I'm all over the place.
因為有時咧，我咧講得好亂下。
And I get too excited, and I can't stop talking, and he can't remember everything.
咁咧就我一興奮起上嚟咧，我就講得好長，咁個翻譯咧就好難去翻譯。
So why don't we begin?
讓我哋開始。
There is a great theologian, a Puritan named John Owen.
有一個清教徒嘅好偉大嘅神學家John Owens.
If you ever have a hard time sleeping, you should read his books.
如果你瞓唔著覺咧，你應該睇下佢嘅書。
Because I guarantee you will not only fall asleep right away, but you might lose some brain cells just trying to read it.
咁我擔保你咧，你唔單止會好快瞓著覺，仲會咧，或者係咧死咗啲嘅腦嘅細胞。當你睇呢佢書嘅時候
，It might be the reason why I'm bald because I pull all my hair out.
可能咧，因為咁嘅緣故咧，我啲頭髮咧都係開始就光。
And it's not because he's bad, but it's because he's that good.
唔係因為佢好差，其實係事實上係因為佢好好。
In his works, John Owen's works, Volume 6, called Mortification of Sin.
在他的其中一本的著作，他那本書是叫做信徒在罪裡面所受的屈辱。
I tried to read it and I can't, so I had to read a translation of John Owen's translation of the Bible.
我呢就嘗試來到看他的書，但是看得不太明白，於是呢又要看他的翻譯的本。
But John Owen, so I'll paraphrase what John Owen says about the mortification of sin.
我用我自己嘅話嚟到講佢所講嘅説話。
He essentially says, when a Christian is wrestling and fighting with sin.
當一個基督徒喺罪裏邊去掙扎去鬥爭嘅時候
，they are essentially spiritually alive.
佢哋咧呢個顯示佢哋喺屬靈嘅生命上高咧係活嘅。
Those who have no inclination to ask for forgiveness nor any guilt or shame of sin.
而嗰啲係佢對從來唔嘗試去嚟到去掙扎，唔嘗試去嚟到求神去原諒佢，完全係冇反省嘅咧。佢哋嗰個嘅佢喺屬靈裏邊咧，可能就係出咗個問題。
Most likely they are spiritually dead.
可能喺屬靈上高佢哋係死咗。
And when I read this, I was like, whoa.
當我睇到呢段説話嗰陣時，我覺得好震撼。
Because as a Christian, I struggle with sin.
因為作為一個基督徒，我喺罪裏邊我係有掙扎嘅。
And I've grown up in my Christian faith believing that if I struggle with sin, then therefore I must be a really bad Christian.
當我喺我成長嘅過程裏邊咧，我有個咁嘅信念，就係話當如果我係喺罪裏邊有掙扎嗰陣時咧，我一定係一個好差嘅基督徒。
And sometimes I find myself asking for forgiveness, asking for forgiveness, asking for forgiveness, asking for forgiveness.
有時我發覺我咧係求神原諒我，求神原諒我，求神原諒我，再求神原諒我。
And I try to tell my, and I keep thinking if I ask for forgiveness so many times, how can I be a Christian?
咁我成日喺度諗啊，如果我不斷咁樣求神你去原諒我嗰陣時，我豈能做一個基督徒咧
？So when I read this, it opened my eyes to see.
當我去睇到呢段嘅説話嗰陣時咧，佢令我嘅眼睛係立時嚟到光亮起嚟。
That in fact I am spiritually alive because it's the Holy Spirit that is causing me to wrestle with sin.
原來喺我屬靈裏邊，其實係我仍然係活嘅，因為聖靈係嚟到責備我，叫我去嚟到係對罪嚟到掙扎。
So I work with a lot of young people, and they always have.This, like the Christians, the ones that are really struggling with sin, they always ask me, "How come I'm struggling with these sins?"
我咧同好多嘅年青人去做呢個輔導嘅工作，咁咧好多時咧佢哋都會嚟到問我，點解我成日同喺罪裏邊嚟到掙扎嘅咧
？And I say it's because you're a Christian.
咁我就對佢講，因為你係基督徒咯。
That's why you struggle with sin.
所以你喺罪裏邊掙扎。
And one of the scariest things for me as a youth minister,
特別是我作為一個年輕人的傳道人,
is to see young people have no desire or don't see any problems or any, they don't see any sin in their life that would lead them to ask for forgiveness.
我就唔希望見到啲年輕人咧，佢哋係完全唔去求神嚟到原諒佢哋罪，佢哋或者甚至乎見唔到自己係有罪。
And in their life, they just think it's okay.
佢哋只係覺得自己嘅生命係冇問題嘅。
There is a church in Michigan, I believe.
我相信有一間教會，我相信喺密西根州嗰度。
And I really like their model. This is their church model.
我好中意佢哋呢間教會佢嗰個嘅格言。
This is what it says.It's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay there.
咁佢呢個格言就係話，如果你間教會唔係 okay 嘅話咧，其實都係 okay 嘅。不過如果你仲係一路枕住係唔 okay 嘅話咧，咁你就係唔係好 okay 啦。
And essentially, that's the Christian life.
咁呢個其實就係講到基督徒嘅生活啦，生命啦。
It's okay to not be okay because you know what? Jesus makes you okay.
其實我哋就算生命，我哋嘅生命係唔 OK 的話，都係冇問題嘅，因為耶穌基督能夠使到佢變成 OK 嘅。
But it's not okay to just stay there.
但係如果枕住係咁嘅話咧，呢樣嘢就真係好唔 OK 啦。
And this is the case with the Corinthian church.
但係呢個咧就係正正呢個哥林多教會嘅情況。
So you have the problem where these Corinthian church in verses 1-2, where it talks about how they are called infants.
所以在這裡哥林多教會三章的第一、第二節那裡講到他們是嬰孩。
And I find this very interesting that Paul even, the Apostle Paul even describes them as people of the flesh.
我發覺這個很有趣，因為保羅甚至乎是用到用這個說他們是屬肉體的人來形容他們。
So you can be a Christian and still be people of the flesh.
所以你可以是一個基督徒，但是仍然是一個屬肉體的人。
And what do people in the flesh do?
咁屬肉體嘅人，佢哋做嘅事情係點嘅咧？
They do bad things.
佢哋做壞嘅事情。
That's why there's divisions in the church.
所以喺教會裏邊係有分門別黨。
Verses 3-4, there's jealousy and strife among you.
嗰度係講到第三節嗰度講到佢喺你哋中間有嫉妒紛爭。
And it's talking about how they're behaving in human ways.
講到佢哋喺用人嘅方法嚟到係行事
，and yet they're still called Christians。
但係佢哋仍然係被稱為基督徒。
This blows my mind. This wrestling with this idea that you're Christian, but you are still carnal。
呢度令我都係個腦裏面咧覺得係大開眼界，因為咧係我可以係作為一個基督徒，但我可以仍然係喺同罪佢哋度掙扎。
And that's why I think Paul says you are people of the flesh, but yet that's and he equates that with being babies, being infants.
所以呢個保羅就仲話到佢哋係屬肉體嘅人，而咁樣係等同於係一個嬰孩。
When you're very immature, when you're like a baby, you're more likely to be prone to do bad things.
當我哋係一個嬰孩嘅時候，或者係一個唔成熟嘅人嗰陣時，我哋就會傾向於做嗰啲唔啱嘅事情。
Now, is it bad to be an infant? No.
作為一個嬰孩，有冇乜？係咪一件壞嘅事情咧？唔係。
It's okay to be an infant.
做一個嬰孩係 OK 噶。
But it's not okay to stay an infant.
但係我哋如果停留喺一個嬰孩嘅階段，呢件就係一件錯嘅事情。
Now, a lot of times when we think of infants, we think of like cute babies, like oh, how cute, you know.
好多時候我哋諗到 BB 仔嗰陣時，我諗到好得意、好趣致嘅 BB 仔。
But to be an infant Christian, you can be an adult. You can even be a senior with gray hair.
但係作為一個基督徒嘅嬰孩，我哋可能可以係其實可以係一個年長嘅人，甚至乎可能係好成熟，然後有頭髮啲白曬嘅。
You could have grown up in the church. You could have gone through Awana. You could have gone through all these different ministries and even be a leader in the church and still be an infant.
你可以係喺教會裏邊長大，你可以係參加個基督少年軍，參加個唔同嘅侍奉，甚至乎係教會裏邊嘅領袖，但係你仍然可能係一個可以係一個屬靈嘅基督嬰孩。
But is it okay to be that?
但係咁樣係可唔可以接受咧？
Yes. It's okay.
是可以接受的。
But you can't stay there.
但是不可以停留在这样。
You cannot just stay drinking and feeding on milk alone.
不可以只是说喝奶靠奶来维生。
I did the 30-hour famine last year.
我去年是参加了接近30。
And Candy knows because Candy was overseeing our 30-hour famine.
Candy 知嘅，佢因為咧佢係監管呢件嘅事情當其時。
I don't like to fast because I like to eat.
我唔中意禁食嘅，我中意食嘢。
Right, as you can tell.
你可以大家有眼睇嘅。
And so I found out that you can drink milk for the 30-hour famine.
我咁咪發現原來我可以喺接近30嘅嗰段嗰個時候可以飲奶。
And I was thinking.What's better, drinking water or drinking milk?
咁我就喺度谂啦。做咩好啲咧？饮水好啊，又饮奶好咧
？Of course, drink milk.
当然系饮奶啦。
It tastes better. It fills you up. There's nutrients.
味道好啲，又令你饱，而同埋系有营养。
Unless you're lactose intolerant.
除非你系对嗰啲对lactose 系有问题嘅。
Yeah, it makes you poo.
令到你咧要肚屙。
Yeah, then you might not want to drink too much milk.
咁你可能咧就唔想飲到奶。
But milk does give you the nutrients that you need so you can get through. So I think I drank like 20 glasses of milk or more in the 30 hours.
其實奶咧係俾我哋有營養，叫我哋係成長。我相信我嗰30個鐘頭裏面飲咗約莫20杯奶咁上下。
Don't worry, it's non-fat.
唔緊要係脱脂嘅奶嚟。
But drinking that, it got me through the 30-hour famine. It gave me what I needed to just get through, barely.
靠住嗰啲奶，令我咧嚟係撐過呢三個鐘，撐過呢30個鐘頭。
It never really satisfied my hunger. And then after the 30-hour famine, I went and I had this big meat platter breakfast.
嗰啲奶咧，其實係不足以令我哋係飽嘅。其實我過咗30個鐘頭之後，我即刻去食一個一大盤嘅肉嚟做早餐。
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It filled me and it made me feel happy. It gave me the nutrients. I even wanted to take a nap after.
Yeah. 嗰啲豐富食物咧，令到我咧重新係令到我好開心。食完之後咧，就想瞓下覺添。
In the same way, in the Christian life, we can never just be satisfied with milk.
作為基督徒都係一樣嘅，我哋唔可以淨係滿足於飲奶。
Milk is good，
奶係好嘅。
But if you want to grow in your faith, you need to eat solid food。
但係若然我哋要喺信心裏邊去成長嘅話，我哋需要食呢個嘅食物。
Now, why do I need to eat solid food？
點解我需要去食呢個食物咧
？What if I really like milk and I just don't want to stop drinking milk？
如果我淨係好中意飲奶，淨係飲奶嘅又如何咧
？What if I just like the basic Christianity? What if I just like the basics of Christianity and I don't want any more than that?
若然我淨係喜歡基督教嗰啲基本嘅嘢，其他嘅嘢我都唔著緊嘅，又如何咧
？What if I only want to know Jesus on a very basic level?
若然我淨係喜歡知道耶穌基督嗰啲基本嘅事情，一啲皮毛嘅事情，又如何咧？
Well, from experience, and I'm sure you guys know.
Well, 經驗大家都可能都已經知道。
We live in a life where we wrestle with sin.
我哋住喺一個我哋嘅活咗一個嘅生命喺裏邊咧，我哋係與罪嚟到去爭戰。
So many things in life challenge our relationship with Jesus.
喺生命裏邊有好多嘅事情令嚟到去向我挑戰我哋同耶穌基督嘅關係。
Satan is lurking and seeking to destroy you.
撒旦係嚟到尋找機會，去嚟到係引誘你，去嚟到欺騙你。
Your flesh is still very sinful.
我哋嘅肉體仍然係充滿住罪嘅。
So if you don't grow spiritually,
所以若然我哋係喺靈裏邊去唔成長嘅話咧
，you're going to find your relationship with Jesus Christ very, very, very difficult。
你會發現你同耶穌基督嘅關係會喺一個處一個非常非常困難嘅光景裏邊。
Your relationship with Jesus will be on the very basic level。
我哋同耶穌基督嘅關係會係一個好基本嘅關係。
So when something else comes along in life that is better than Jesus, just go with it。
若然喺生命裏邊。歷程裏面有其他的事情來到你發現、哎、好過 同耶稣好过耶稣嘅喎，咁你就会跟咗佢去。
If Jesus doesn't work for me anymore, I don't need to follow Jesus anymore.
如果耶稣对基督对我嚟讲都唔系咁好咯，我就唔需要跟住佢啦。
That's the very basic level of faith.
呢个就系这个信仰里边一个非常基本嘅层面。
And if we keep feeding ourselves just with that very basic level,
如果我哋就系用呢啲咁基本嘅嘢嚟到系喂养我哋属灵嘅生命
，I don't know how you're going to survive.
我唔知道大家点样能够系生存落去。
You know, when Jesus says to follow me, he doesn't say it's easy. He says it's very difficult.
你大家知道，当耶稣叫我哋系跟随佢嗰阵时，佢冇话到系容易嘅，其实系非常困难一件事情。
But at the same time, Jesus is also the one who will feed you the solid food.
但与此同时，耶稣基督就正系嗰个用食物嚟到喂养我哋嗰一位。
Hebrews chapter 5 verses 12 to 13 says this.
在希伯来书第五章第十二十三节。
Actually, let's read from verses 11 to 14.
由第十一节开始读到第十四节。
So I will read it all in English and then you'll read it in Chinese.
Okay, 我哋先用英文读，然后再用中文读。
But this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, which you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food, for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil.
我们十二节开始看，看你们学习的功夫本该作师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言的小学的开端 另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的都不熟练人儿的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
So everybody has to start with milk.
所以每个人都开始的时候都是喝奶先的。
The very basic principles of faith.
这个是信心里面一个很基本的层面。
But you should never stay there. You have to grow into taking in solid food.
但你不可以留在那个层面里面，你一定要来到去晋升，去来到吃这个干粮。
But the only way you can start taking solid food is if you grow spiritually mature.
但能够去食干粮的一个必要的条件，就是你在灵里面先去成长。
Where you're able to discern good from evil.
当你能够分辨好和坏的时候。
So again, the Christian life is one that should never just stay with milk.
再讲一次，就是基督徒那个属灵的生命是不是停留在喝奶那个的层面。
So how do we do that?
那我们怎么做呢？
You know, I can tell you to take all these programs, take that program, to do this, to do that, go to Koinos and do all these things.
咁我可以话你听咧，你可以做呢样做嗰样，你可以参加呢种呢个嘅呢个事工嗰个事工，又或者系参加咩嘅神学训练。
You know, I could tell you to listen to this sermon, to listen to that sermon, to read this book and read that book.
咁我可以叫你去听呢个讲道，听嗰个讲道，睇呢本书，睇嗰本书。
And they're all good.
都是好的。
Doing all those things are good.
做这些事情都是好的。
But you also need to understand that when Paul is talking about growth, it's not based on knowledge alone.
但我们，你也需要明白，当保罗讲到这个growth, right?
Yes.
当讲到成长的时候，他不是只是讲到知识这件事情。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 16. This is a very, very important point that we need to understand.
哥林多前書第二章第十六節嗰度講到一個好基本嘅真理。
For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
呢度講到個好基本嘅原則，就話誰曾知道主的心？去教导他呢，但我们是有基督的心了。
How do we get fed with spiritual milk? Having the mind of Christ.
我哋如何係嚟到讓屬靈嘅奶嚟到餵養我哋咧？就係有基督嘅心。
How do we grow in our spiritual walk? Having the mind of Christ.
我哋如何嚟到係喺我哋嘅基督徒嘅行事裏邊去成長咧？就係要有基督嗰個嘅心。
How do we finish this race that God has placed us in by having the mind of Christ?
我哋如何嚟到走呢場嘅基督要放擺我哋放喺裏邊嗰個場嘅比賽咧？就要有基督嘅心。
But what do you mean the mind of Christ?
但係基督嘅心係咩意思啊？
The Apostle Paul is not talking about knowledge.
使徒保羅唔係講緊知識。
It's not about if I know all this in here.
唔係話講到咧，我識曬呢度書裏邊所講嘅。
It's not about if you can quote verses and scripture here and there, left and right.
不是说我们可以引一些圣经经文出来。
Because if you want to go that route, I mean, Satan knows the Bible inside out.
如果你想这样，你要这样做的话，你要明白，撒旦对本圣经完全的，能够倒转背出来。
So if it's not having knowledge, then what does it mean to have the mind of Christ?
那你既然不是讲到纯粹是知识，究竟基督的心是指什么呢？
To have the mind of Christ means to have your worldview, your life, your thoughts, your intentions, your desires, everything you do must be done through the lens of Jesus Christ.
要有基督的心，其实就是讲到我们那个的思想，我们那个的意念，我们那个的爱好，所有我们的东西都是要戴上一个耶稣基督他那个的眼镜。
So, like, I'll give you an example.
See, I
can't see anything.
我除了眼鏡，我什麼都看不到。
You guys are all beautiful.
大家都很漂亮。
Right? And you all look the same.
但你個個都一樣樣。
If I go on, you know, if I go on living my life like this, I don't really know what exactly is God's will. I don't really know what to do.
如果我繼續這樣活下去的話，我就不能夠明白神的旨意，也不知道應該要去做什麼事情。
But to have the mind of Christ is to put on, like the lens of Jesus Christ.
但系咧，要有基督嘅心嘅意思就系话，将耶稣基督呢一个嘅眼镜咧放喺我上个头上高。
So now you see the world and what God wants you to do through Jesus Christ.
而家我能够见到呢个世界，同埋睇到咧耶稣基督想我做咩嘅事情，经过耶稣基督呢个嘅眼嘅心。
So it's not about just the knowledge of Christ, but it's everything. It's how you think, how you act, how you communicate to one another, how you speak to people, how you look at people.
咁呢個唔係講到咧Can you say the first part again?
Oh, it's how you live, it's how you act, it's how you think of people.
呢個唔係講到純粹一個知識，而係講到話我哋係點樣講嘢，點樣同人溝通，點樣同人相處，點樣去諗。
Because when God saves us through Jesus Christ, He gives us the Spirit to let us see Christ, right?
当耶稣基督当神拯救我哋入到佢嘅进到呢个救恩嘅里边嗰阵时，佢将圣灵赐俾我哋，叫我哋能够系睇到佢嘅心意。
And this mystery being made known is not just some cognitive esoteric or cognitive knowledge.
咁呢个嘅奥秘咧系被揭开，佢俾我哋有呢个认知嘅能力去能够理解。
But what makes God's message so powerful is that He doesn't just save you, but He changes and transforms your life completely.
咁啊，但系神嗰个嘅信息嗰个嘅拯救点解咁强而有力咧？佢唔单止系改变我哋嗰個嘅諗法，更加係咧將我哋嗰個嘅生命咧完全扭轉過嚟。
So the Holy Spirit places the mind of Christ. And remember, it's only the Spirit who knows the mind of God that can help us know the mind of Christ.
所以咧，聖靈係嗰位咧，係將耶穌基督嗰個嘅心擺喺我哋裏邊嗰位。但係大家要知道，只有聖靈係從神嗰度嚟嘅，佢先至能夠係做到呢件嘅事情。
So therefore,By operating our life according to what Christ sees and what Christ wants, having the mind of Christ, your life, Your walk with the Lord becomes a lot easier, even when life is harder.
所以只有当我哋系拥有咗耶稣基督个心，当我哋系藉住佢嚟到去睇事情嗰阵时，我哋嗰个嘅生命先至能够按住佢个心意嚟到做，先至能够系完成出嚟。
I'll give you an example.
我俾大家一个例子。
This verse, chapter 2, verses 16, is a quote from Isaiah chapter 40.
在哥林多前书二章十六节嗰度咧，系其实系引用咗以赛亚书四十章嘅一节嘅圣经。
And what's going on in Isaiah chapter 40 is Israel, the people of God, are exiled into Babylon.
在以赛亚书四十章嗰度讲到咩情况咧？就系话以色列人咧系被放逐去到巴比伦呢个国家。
Now Israel, they know that God will save them.
以色列人他们知道神是会拯救他们的。
They know that God is great.
他们知道神是很伟大。
And they know that God is, God has, this great plan of salvation.
他们知道神有一个很伟大拯救的计划。
See, they know this, right?
他们都知道。
But at some point,
但是在某一个点里面,
they started getting tired.
他们开始觉得很累了。
They started to question.Whether the future is really in God's hands.
他们开始来到怀疑究竟他们的将来是不是仍然在神的手里面。
They start to complain to God, how God is, hey, you say you're going to save us, where are you?
他们开始来到埋怨神，就说，神啊，你又说拯救我们，你何时来拯救我们呢？
And Isaiah says to them,
以赛亚就跟他说，
Hey, God,is so infinitely greater than all these different nations.
神是大过这些所有其他的，他这么伟大，大到一个地步，是大过所有其他的国家。
His plan of salvation is so perfectly planned that no one understood. It's a mystery.
他那个拯救的计划是非常的完美，没人能够去理解，这个其实是一个奥秘。
And he says, who knows the will of, who knows the, you know, who knows the plan of God?
誰個知道神的計劃呢?
Nobody.
沒人知道。
No one can compare to God's knowledge.
沒人能夠跟神的智慧來相比，知識來相比。
And here Paul uses this reference to say, you Corinthians know God's plan.
但是，所以保羅在這裡呢，就引用這個比喻，来到讲到话，你哋哥林多人，你哋知道神嘅计划。
Because the Holy Spirit has placed within you the mind of Jesus Christ, you now know God's great plan for you.
因为圣灵将耶稣基督嘅心放咗喺你嘅里边，你而家就知道神嗰个伟大嘅计划。
What a blessing！
系一个几大嘅祝福。
But here's the thing. You want to know.You want to grow more, you have to grow by knowing more of God, not intellectually, but you have to know it in your life.
如果你想去成长多啲，咁你要去继续去成长，系要认识神多啲，唔系喺知识层面里边，而喺我哋嘅生命嘅里边。
The Israelites knew God was going to save them.
以色列人知道神一定会拯救佢哋噶。
But because they were so spiritually weak, that it led them to question and doubt and complain.
但是因为他们属灵生命非常的脆弱，非常的软弱，令到他们去怀疑，令到他们去质询神。
In the same way, Christians,
在同样神基督徒，
God, if you want to grow and you want to know God more, you have to look at Jesus Christ.
如果你想成长，如果你想认识神多啲，你就系要系去what Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ.
What Jesus Christ?
Oh, you have to look at Jesus Christ.
你要仰望耶稣基督。
Because you have the mind of Christ.
因为你有耶稣基督嘅心啦。
Because Paul in chapter 2 says, "I come knowing nothing but Jesus and Jesus crucified."
因为保罗在第二章那里，我来并不都知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Henry Blochet in a book he wrote, trying to wrestle with the issue of evil.
Henry Blochet 他写了一本书，他就是来到去否释 呢個嘅我哋基督徒同罪惡嚟到糾纏呢個問題。
He says, if you look at the cross of Jesus Christ,
佢話如果你睇住耶穌基督嘅十字架
，you will see how evil evil is。
你會睇到咧罪惡係有幾咁嘅邪惡。
If you look at the cross of Jesus Christ, you will see the severity of sin。
如果你睇住耶穌基督十字架，你會睇到罪係有幾咁嘅嚴峻。
If you look at the cross of Jesus Christ,
如果你睇住耶穌基督嘅十字架
，you will see the greatest act of love for humanity。
你會睇到人類裏邊最偉大嘅愛。
So when people say, how is God love?
咁當人話神有幾大幾愛啊
？Look at the cross。
睇下十字架。
When your life is going through a hard time and you're struggling,
当你的生命是有这个困难里面，困难的时候你遇到很多的麻烦，你是挣扎紧的时候。
And you wonder if God really is that powerful?
你怀疑神是不是真的这么有能力的呢？
Look at the cross.
仰望十字架。
When you're struggling in sin,
当你是在罪里面去挣扎的时候，
And you're wondering if Jesus, if God can forgive you one more time.
你係懷疑神同埋耶穌能唔能會唔會再原諒你多一次
？Look at the cross.
仰望十字架。
Everything in the Christian life, it starts with the cross, it continues with the cross, and it not ends because you know heaven doesn't end, right? It begins again with the cross.
所以喺基督徒嘅生命嘅裏邊。所有嘅嘢，我哋由十字架開始，係喺十字架裏面繼續嚟到去係嚟到係去度過，而喺將來嘅新天新地嘅時候，我哋有一個新喺十字架裏面有一個新嘅開始。
And I guarantee you, if you study the cross and you keep living your life looking through the cross, it will never become just superficial.
我擔保，若然你喺你嘅生命生活裏邊，你以後當你睇事情嘅時候，係藉住經過呢個十字架嚟去睇事嘅時候，你嗰個生命再唔會係膚淺。
You will grow more hungry.
你會更加嘅飢渴。
Your life would reflect more of the mind of Christ.
你嘅生命會更加嚟到反映出耶穌基督嘅心。
But what if you don't?
但係若然你唔係咁嘅話咧？
What if you decide that you don't want to grow spiritually?
若然你決定我唔想喺屬靈生命裏邊繼續去成長啦。
I'm okay with my life.
我個生命 OK 噶。
You know, I'm happy and you know, I don't really need to grow anymore. I feel content.
我而家好開心，我覺得我唔需要再成長啦，我非常嘅滿足。
And you probably don't find yourself humbling yourself before the foot of the cross as much anymore。
咁你發覺咧，你唔能夠喺十字架下邊咧再嚟到係謙卑落嚟。
I close with what I began with, and that's the question, what John Owen says。
我結束嘅時候，我講翻我之前開始嘅神事曾經講嗰句嘅説話，就係John Owen所講嘅。
If you're not fighting to love Christ and to grow in Christ,
若然你唔係去爭戰去嚟到係去愛神，去嚟到去愛耶穌
，then you might ask yourself, are you spiritually alive?
咁你應該就問下自己，你係唔係屬靈上高係仍然係活著嘅啦
？So my encouragement for you.Today is,
我今日俾大家嘅挑戰鼓勵。
Humble yourself to the cross, long for Jesus Christ.
喺十字架下邊嚟到係謙卑落嚟，去渴慕耶穌基督。
And I guarantee you, God will.Feed you solid food.
我担保神系会用呢个干粮，用干粮嚟到喂养你哋。
And I just gotta say this. I apologize if it's a bit offensive, but this truth is for everyone, you know.
我想再加多少少，如果我先同大家道歉，如果係得罪大家嘅話，呢一個嘅真理係俾每一個人嘅。
It's not just for young people.
唔係淨係放年俾呢個年青人。
I'm 30 years old.
我三十歲啦。
And I find myself having to get away from the spiritual milk.
我發覺我自己都應該咧離棄呢啲嘅屬靈嘅奶。
Because going to the spiritual milk is the easiest thing to do.
因為飲屬靈奶最容易嘅。
But I guarantee you, be fed with God's solid food, which is the cross of Jesus Christ, and you will be you. It will show in your life. I guarantee you.
我擔保你咧，係你去入食呢個屬靈嘅乾糧，呢個就係耶穌基督嘅十字架，你會係得到滿足。
So let us close in prayer.
讓我哋祈禱。